proclamation number 7762 dated the December 2, 1960. Strengthening of will and supply of strength through Jesus. I must always remind you to consider that you are too weak on your own to release yourselves from your physical shell for good. First of all, you cannot muster the will to release yourselves from my adversary because he keeps your will in a weakened state and, by yourselves, you lack the strength to turn it to me whom you fail to recognize because you are totally unenlightened. Thus, the will needs to be strengthened first, and this can only be done by one, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, for through his death on the cross he acquired the blessings of a stronger will for you. As a result of your past apostasy from me, you had completely handed yourselves over to my adversary's control, who would never set you free again had I not, in Jesus Christ, bought you back from him through my act of salvation. If you therefore don't want him to be entitled to you anymore, you are able to release yourselves from him, but you need strength to do so. First, you need a stronger will, and then you also need the supply of strength to put your will into action. You must turn this will towards me and subordinate it to mine, which, in turn, means that you must live according to my will. And it is my will that you integrate with the law of divine order, that is, that you live a life of love. However, your state of embodiment as a human being is not a state of strength and light. You are weak creatures which still live in spiritual darkness, which are unaware of their original state, of their relationship with me and of the meaning and purpose of their life on earth. You will never be able to arise from of this imperfect state. You will never regain the original state, without my supply of strength which, because of Jesus' act of salvation, is abundantly at your disposal, because I myself died for you at the cross in the man Jesus in order to help you remedy your weakness, in order to illuminate for you the path to me and to guide you across all obstacles, if this is what you want. And in order for you to want this, you need only avail yourselves of the blessings of the act of salvation. You need only pray to me in Jesus for strengthening your will, for all measures which enable your ascent, and I will grant your prayer. Every prayer you send to Jesus Christ for your salvation of soul will be granted, and no person can go astray who, with faith in the act of salvation, entrusts himself to him, appeals to him for forgiveness of his sin and for support to reach the goal, the release from his material shell, which is the result of his past apostasy from me. And every such prayer will be granted, for you acknowledge me myself again in Jesus Christ, whom you once refused to acknowledge and thereby plunged into the abyss. But you will not accomplish this work of redemption yourselves. You will never have the strength to detach yourselves from the adversary. You will forever remain in his power if you are not helped by the one who shed his blood for you, if you don't take the path to him and thus also to me, who will truly release you from his control. Amen.